KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It's a fall like 48 degrees, cloudy skies with rain off and on at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. Hope you're staying warm. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour on the KKFT News at Noon. Item number one. Sparks Fire Chief is calling it a day. Coming up, why Chief Walt White is stepping down. Number two, it is a guilty plea for a now former judge accused of stalking. Directly ahead, whether Judge Bridget Robb will be spending any time behind bars. And a warning over anti-Semitism from one Nevada senator. On the way, we'll let you hear what Senator Jackie Rosen is saying. Plus, Brian Killamead on the way at 12:45. Mike Bosma will join us at 12:35 with today's Moment with Mike. It is our top local story. And it's new this midday. More than 350 grams of fentanyl seized after a traffic stop in Reno. Police say 47-year-old Philip Benson is facing a long list of charges after the stop. RPD not releasing any more details. Well, counseling, community service, and restitution, but no jail time for former Judge Bridget Robb after she pled guilty to one count of misdemeanor stalking as part of a plea deal. Now, this comes after allegations that she stalked the girlfriend of an attorney she previously had a relationship with. According to the allegations, the conduct continued even after a protection order was put in place. And we'll find out more about what happens, but there will be no jail time for Judge Robb. Well, calling it a career, Sparks Fire Chief Walt White says he's hanging up his hat, hose, and retiring after 3 years as head of the force. Just a few months ago, White reflected on his career to a podcaster.
You know, I got interested in the fire service early on, got started as a volunteer at 18, and that's largely because my youth sports coaches, you know, for Little League Baseball and Pop Warner football, they were off-duty San Francisco firefighters, and, you know, so I grew up.
And from there, the momentum grew.
With their influence as coaches and around their kids, and I naturally just developed an interest in the fire service, and first opportunity I had, I signed up with our local Novato Fire Protection District and then became a seasonal firefighter after that, and then got hired full-time in Sacramento back in 1987.
Now, Chief White's last day on the job for Sparks Fire will be June 30th. Well, this not an easy one, but the Washoe County School Board says they were able to approve a budget that closes an $18 million deficit.
Worked tirelessly to ensure that we keep our classroom staff intact and whole in this upcoming year. And that's very, very positive news for our families and our students.
School Board President Adam Mayberry says it took about a year to get this done. The numbers are in for Lyon County over the Memorial Day weekend. The sheriff's office there says they nabbed 9 people on DUI charges. Almost 175 traffic stops were made, more than 100 citations issued. One was arrested for alleged possession of a stolen vehicle. 5 grams of meth were taken off the streets, while another person was arrested for possession of counterfeit money. Well, examining how it's going with alternative sentencing programs in Washoe County now that the agency that oversaw them was dissolved and the programs scattered to other county agencies, commissioners got an update from county staff yesterday.
This is whether or not someone can be safely released into the community, if they can remain there while they're pending their case, and more importantly, after the case concludes, of how do we ensure their success in the future, as well with all the stakeholders. And so without having that input, and there's just some problems that could arise.
Kendra Birchie is a justice of the peace in Reno Justice Court. She spoke to Channel 2. NV Energy getting an okay to change its rate structure, but that is probably not the last word on the matter. A judge in Clark County greenlit the plan that bases a customer's rate on the 15-minute period when they use the most electricity. The attorney general calls that ruling from Clark County outrageous and vows to appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Well, rescue crews are searching for a hiker deep in the Sierra who failed to return after a trip in the mountains above Tahoe. The El Dorado County Sheriff's Office's Jason Coffran did not return after hiking from Fallen Leaf Lake and into the desolation wilderness. The 60-year-old, he's 6 foot tall, weighs 150 pounds. He has an athletic build. Deputies say he might have been wearing khaki shorts, but his exact clothing is unknown. He's probably freezing right now. Anyone who saw him should call the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office. The average price in Nevada is now down by a penny. AAA says the statewide average is $5.25, the most expensive average price for a gallon of self-serve regular. It's in Mineral County. It's $5.70. The lowest average price, White Pine, where gas is $4.69. Gas is going for $5.30 in Clark County, $5.52 in Washoe County. If you can make it out to Fernley, you can get gas for $4.72. One gas price analyst is calling the drop a blip and asking you not to be fooled.
We have low stocks, we have spring demand, and retailers are still reeling from the price hikes they received a couple weeks back. They have not yet passed it through.
Tribble Lumberg says prices will most likely continue their upward trend. Meantime, the war of words continues between Chevron and California Governor Newsom.
This fight goes back actually several years when Governor Newsom accused Big Oil of price gouging. 2 years later, Chevron moves its headquarters out of California. Well, yesterday, the governor posted this, quote, "Californians, if you're hitting the road this holiday weekend, be sure to avoid Chevron. Unbranded gas comes from the same refineries, tanks, and pipelines. Don't let them rip you off even more by overpaying for the brand name." And Chevron actually calls Democrats out at the pump. Quote, "Sacramento policies did this. Now you pay more. California politicians are choosing foreign oil and fuels over local jobs and lower costs."
Fox's William LaJeunesse. Warnings over anti-Semitism from one Nevada senator.
"And I can tell my own personal stories of being a child, being called a dirty Jew, of being a senator. You don't want to hear the voicemails that come to my office. I've had someone in prison now who threatened to my office and threatened me to say they're going to finish the job that Hitler started."
Jackie Rosen says the anti-Semitism is coming from all political factions, left, right, and center. Summer, even though it doesn't feel like summer today, it's actually going to be a little bit longer.
This summer will be 7 days longer than last. That's because Memorial Day, always the final Monday of May, came earlier than usual, and Labor Day, always the first Monday of September, will be on the 7th, the latest possible day for that holiday. All that calendar math means we'll have 106 days of summer this year. This fluke has happened before, and it will happen again, but you have to wait until 2037 for that. I'm Bree Tennis.
And tomorrow, I should say, is National Hamburger Day, a time to celebrate the iconic American food.
Anywhere you want it, baby, I am your burger man.
Several burger joints are offering specials, including Burger King, where Royal Perks program members get a free hamburger with a $3 purchase. Shake Shack is offering something similar, but the minimum buy-in is $10. Dairy Queen is offering $1 off its signature stack burger for the entire week. Other deals are available at chains like Sonic, Whataburger, Smashburger, and Checkers. I'm Michael Kastner.
From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. It's 1214 at FM News Talk. It's time right now to take a look at the roads. It's lunchtime hour and find out whether that rain is impacting your traffic movements. And let's check in right now with Phil.
Traffic. Our roads are looking pretty darn good as far as collisions go. There are none on the freeways. Everything's moving along at the limit, though they shouldn't be. The roads are wet and rainy right now, and in the mountains there is a little bit of snow. It's not sticking, thank goodness, but there is some snow to consider. Please slow down. Give yourself some extra time before you're going anywhere. It is 48 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 49 in Wellington, 40 at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Cool, damp weather. We'll have the sun peek through from time to time, but we'll also have showers from time to time through tomorrow afternoon. Then we start to improve into the weekend. Low 60s Friday, mid 70s for Saturday and Sunday. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen, Echo, and more. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 1 after the noon news, it's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
"Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow." Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985. Or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
James Settlemyer wants Nevada to trust him, but trust is earned. Settlemyer's record includes Green New Deal energy cost hikes, DEI mandates, government takeover of healthcare, driver's licenses for illegals, and men and girls sports. Worst of all, James Settlemyer was even arrested for domestic violence. Now, Democrats are bankrolling his campaign because they know in Congress Settlemyer will vote their way and join them to oppose President Trump. Don't trust dangerous radical James Settlemyer.
Paid for by American Honor Pack.
Spring's here. It's time to build that fence right. At Florence Fence in Minden, they've got the materials and the know-how to help you do it. Right now, 1x6 redwood fence boards are just $3.99 each. 2x4x8 redwood rails, $9.99. And 4x4 redwood posts, $23.99. And just $31.99 for integrity steel posts. Florence Fence will help you with free advice to get it done right the first time. And vinyl fencing on sale. 2-rail for $5.85 a foot and 3-rail for $8.30 a foot. Florence Fence in Minden, 267-9918. Florence Fence. Quality materials, local expertise.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Another Nevada community votes to stop data centers. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Earlier this month, Reno City Council approved a temporary pause on new data center applications, but a data center moratorium was just approved unanimously by the Nye County Water District Board. It's a non-binding pause for now. They're requesting the Nye County Commissioners stop data centers in the Pahrump Valley. The reason? A critically over-appropriated aquifer. The County Water Board said the moratorium would allow them to figure out how much strain the centers might put on Pahrump's resources. The Nye County Board of Commissioners can either follow up with a moratorium vote or not. Recently, Pahrump's Electric Association received several applications from data center developers. That has raised concerns among locals in what is often a drought area. Latest projections say Nevada will need 50% more energy than it projected 2 years ago, and energy demand could double by 2030 in our state. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
We've got 48 degrees right now under mostly cloudy. Yeah, let's call what it is. All cloudy skies and some rain and some snow falling. I just saw some live television pictures of some flurries falling right now up at Mount Rose. A very good afternoon to you on this Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, it's the three big things that you need to know at 1220. And number one, more than 350 grams of fentanyl seized during a traffic stop in Reno. Washoe County Sheriff says that the driver, a 47-year-old man, has been arrested. Number two, after about 3 years at the top job, Sparks' fire chief Walt White is calling it a career and retiring. And number three, NV Energy getting the okay from a Southern Nevada judge to change its rate structure that many say will cause higher electricity bills for you. The Attorney General of Nevada says this is not the final word on the matter. It is our top national story. President Trump talking a possible deal with Iran at a White House cabinet meeting this morning.
The president said it's a conflict, not a war, and it's one where America holds the options.
They're negotiating on fumes.
But we'll see what happens. Maybe we have to go back and finish it. Maybe we don't.
With Secretary of War Pete Hegseth sitting to his left, President Trump said the military is ready to re-engage, but he still feels a deal is close.
They are starting to give us the things that they have to give us. And if they do, that's great. And if they won't, then the man on my left is going to finish him off.
There are some in Congress, Republicans among them, who say reported details of Iran giving up uranium in exchange for sanctions relief too closely resembles the prior Iran deal. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
To sports right now, where the Las Vegas Golden Knights are representing Nevada. The Golden Knights are back to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time in 9 years. Vegas completed a four-game sweep of the Colorado Avalanche with a 2-1 victory in Game 4 at the T-Mobile Arena. Mark Stone and Cole Smith lit the lamp while Carter Hart finished with 20 saves in the net to help the Golden Knights win the series 4-0. The head coach, he's beaming.
I'm thrilled for the opportunity, thrilled to be along the ride with them. Now we're playing for the, I consider the first three rounds playoffs. The last round, that's when you play for the Stanley Cup. We have an opportunity to play for the Stanley Cup now. I'm proud of the guys.
And they will now battle either the Carolina Hurricanes or the Montreal Canadiens for the Stanley Cup. FM News Talk Time, 12:22. Phil, what's traffic?
They look wet but passable. There are no collisions to tell you about right now. There is a broken down vehicle on westbound Interstate 80 just after you get onto the freeway from Highway 439. And I want to ask you a question. Is it time for a diesel smog? Stop by the corner of Mill End Terminal in Reno for Pro and Automotive's no appointment needed diesel smog check. Often imitated but never duplicated. Pro and Automotive since 1986. It is 43 degrees in Verdi, 49 in Dayton, 50 in Smith Valley, 38 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
We're going to have showers come and go, and they're not going to produce too much rain and not a lot of snow in the mountains, but certainly a change in the weather pattern. By the weekend, we get back into the 70s. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen, Echo, and more. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 3, it's Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans. At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Have you ever considered what it would be like if you lost everything you had? Most of us think, well, it'll never happen to me. Unfortunately, it does happen more often than you think. With wildfire a real risk, the extreme wind we get in northern Nevada also a big concern, you could be, in fact, you are at risk without good insurance and the company to help you in time of need. Warren Reed Insurance can provide the protection you need at an affordable price. Call me, Mike Downs, at 782-2277. That's 782-2277.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
The Vegas Golden Knights are in the Stanley Cup playoffs. If you'd bet $100 on Vegas to sweep Colorado, you'd be cashing an almost $3,000 ticket right now. Long shot odds for sure, almost 30-1. Vegas will play the winner of the Carolina-Montreal series. Game 4 is tonight with the Hurricanes up 2-1. The Aces' blah month of May continues. They score. Last night they got 6 runs, but their opponent, Sacramento, scored more, 10. Aces have won just 9 games in May. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Could this be a model of protest coming to Nevada? A proposed Utah data center facing intense opposition, but supporters of the project are accusing protesters of being funded by China.
There are growing concerns that China could actually be trying to sabotage the U.S. in the artificial intelligence race. Left-leaning nonprofit Code Pink has reportedly received financing from Shanghai-based tech tycoon and American expatriate Neville Roy Singham. Code Pink has been bashing the project, backed by investor Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, of course, and taking the stance that this project would negatively impact the environment. We should mention O'Leary has accused local groups of opposing the Utah project of being tied to China-linked funding networks, though there's no independent verification of this claim.
Fox's Darren Botello, and just something to keep in mind next time you see a data center protest right here in Reno. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
The International Rescue Committee is calling for urgent international funding to contain the Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. Officials from the New York-based organization that helps with healthcare says the outbreak is spreading faster than the response. The committee is warning that the Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo could be the deadliest outbreak on record without urgent international action. Some are making the case for a four-day work week in an effort to battle obesity.
Research at the European Congress on Obesity in Istanbul finds countries with more working hours over the course of a year have higher obesity rates. The study shows a reduction of working hours by just 1% will result in a slight decrease in obesity rates. James Reeves with the Four Day Week Foundation tells The Guardian that chopping off that extra day could reduce Britain's obesity levels by giving people the time they need to get rid of bad habits and make healthier choices. I'm Michael Kastner.
Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
Meantime, word is the Department of Justice is once again suing the University of Southern California right now. The Justice Department once again suing the University of California, UCLA, for allegedly not doing enough to combat anti-Semitism during campus protests in 2024. Now, you might remember some of those protests resulted in Jewish students being denied access to some classes on campus right now. Well, word is that the DOJ is going after them again.
According to the lawsuit, many Jewish students claimed protesters, quote, kicked and slapped Jews, beat Jews with sticks and assaulted Jews with pepper spray. It goes on to say one Jewish student was knocked unconscious and was taken to the hospital with an open head wound. The Trump administration alleges that UCLA leaders took, quote, no serious action whatsoever until weeks later when police finally cleared the campus, and that even then law enforcement officers were met with violence. In response, the UCLA Chancellor Julio Frank says, quote, the suggestion that UCLA has been passive in the face of anti-Semitism is simply wrong.
And that's Fox's Anita Vogel. Seattle residents taking matters into their own hands, building barricades to block off their neighborhoods in response to a wave of shootings, prostitutions, and street crimes. Word is that it's gotten quite bad there, and the police, they're not able to do anything.
But they did do two things. They stopped through traffic, but more importantly, they got City Hall's attention. Local TV, radio, they did this story. Why? Because the barricades are symbolic. They're not just four streets in a city of millions, but represent frustration with rising crime, roving gangs, forcing these residents to erect metal barricades to protect themselves. For years, residents along Aurora Avenue begged the city to help stop the prostitutes, the pimps, the drug dealers from inundating their neighborhood. Problems started in 2020, critics say, when a progressive city council eliminated prostitution loitering laws in the name of inequality. They defunded police, reducing available officers by 25%.
And that's Fox's William Lajeunesse. The U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board opening an investigation into that deadly chemical blast at the Nippon Dynaware paper mill.
A 900,000-gallon tank holding corrosive chemicals imploded Tuesday morning. At least one person's confirmed dead and nine people are missing. Nine people were injured. The CSB will determine how the incident happened and how similar incidents could be prevented in the future. The CSB is a federal agency that investigates incidents that involve the catastrophic release of hazardous substances. I'm Brad Ford.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. And don't forget, coming up, we've got Brian Kilmeade directly ahead at 12:45. Right now, KKFT News Talk time, 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump at the cabinet meeting of the White House where they discuss the ongoing ceasefire talks with Iran. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says they have other options available to them, but the U.S. wants a peaceful end to this conflict.
We prefer the negotiated diplomatic route, and we're going to give it every chance to succeed. You know, you're giving it every chance to succeed, Mr. President, but here's the bottom line, because I keep getting asked, what is this all about? It's very simple. Iran and these people in charge of Iran can never have a nuclear weapon, and they will never have a nuclear weapon.
The president also had some thoughts on the results from last night's Republican Senate primary runoff in Texas.
Last night was incredible. Not only Texas, but so many other places. And the numbers were fantastic. And they've really been that way for a year.
Trump endorsed Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, defeating incumbent Senator John Cornyn to become the GOP nominee for the state's general election in November. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 12:31. American Airlines will now be using Starlink for its in-flight Wi-Fi.
The carrier says it plans to install the SpaceX internet provider on over 500 of its Airbus planes starting early next year. American began offering complimentary Wi-Fi for its frequent flyers back in January. The announcement comes as SpaceX is preparing to go public next month in what could be the biggest IPO ever. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Meantime, a big shakeup in the biotech world as Eli Lilly is spending a massive $1.5 billion to buy a vaccine maker based outside Seattle.
The local company was working on fast-acting vaccine technology, basically the kind that helps respond quicker when new illnesses do pop up. Lilly says bringing the team on board will boost their vaccine development. The deal still needs approval, but if it goes through, it'll be one of the biggest biotech buyouts in years.
And that's Monica Nelson reporting. Ferrari's fully electric car, first fully electric car, is getting a big thumbs down from Italians and online critics.
The company unveiled the Luce car Tuesday, and its base price of $640,000. Italy's transport minister bashed the price and said it looks like anything but a Ferrari car. The car brand's former chairman said they should take the prancing horse off the car, adding, at least the Chinese won't copy this car. Critics say it looks just like a $30,000 Toyota Prius. Shares of Ferrari dropped about 6% after the luxury automaker unveiled the car. I'm Monica Nelson.
And again, I've seen pictures of it. It looks nothing like a Ferrari. Word is that Uber and Lyft drivers in Massachusetts now have a labor union. The new app drivers union was officially recognized by the state's labor relations board on last week, making it the first state in the country to do so. Not even California has that. The union will represent some 70,000 drivers. Other news, add Vermont to the list of the states getting the green light to sue Meta, aka Facebook, over its platforms allegedly addicting kids. It was yesterday the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear Meta's appeal of a lower court's ruling that allows the suit to move forward. Meta had been arguing Vermont does not have the jurisdiction. It's the latest in a series of legal battles that Meta is fighting over its knowingly harming children with the design of its social media platforms. Meta just settled a similar suit brought by a school district in Kentucky. Well, word is that Drew Houston is stepping down as CEO of Dropbox 20 years after starting the cloud storage company. The 43-year-old says he'll now be an executive chairman. Yesterday, Houston told staffers that there's going to be a new full-time CEO. FM News Talk time, it is 12:34.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
For over 120 years, my family has worked this land. I'm James Settlemyer, a fourth-generation Nevada rancher, proud father, former state Senate Republican leader, and Trump campaign co-chairman. I fought illegal tax hikes, defended the Second Amendment, and served in Governor Lombardo's administration. That's why I have the support of more than 100 Republican leaders, including Governor Lombardo and Congressman Amede. I'm ready to fight for you in Washington. I'm James Settlemyer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by James Settlemyer for Nevada.
Your project calls for rock, soil, sand, or boulders. Call the pros at B&T Rock and Mound House. We've got decorative rock, base, topsoil, drain rock, paver sand, and more ready for pickup or delivery straight to your job site or home. From Washoe to Douglas, Lyon County to Carson City, B&T Rock delivers the materials you need fast, reliable, and affordable. Visit vntrock.biz or call 775-246-1660. B&T Rock. From base to boulders, rock solid service. Rock solid results.
FM Top Weather.
Temperatures in the 50s, and from time to time we'll have some light shower activity. Nothing of much consequence expected, but cool and damp weather through Thursday before a little clearing, low 60s Friday, 70s and sunshine for the weekend. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. Proper Fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, and more. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
Good news from Nevada's Economic Forum meeting. I'm John Potter for the new news. They reported the state is experiencing no slowdown. Their latest data showing an increase in tax collection revenue surpassing expectations by $165 million, up 7% from last July to this April. That number will be used for the next two-year budget at the Nevada legislature. Nevada gaming fee income was also up despite a downturn of tourists going to Southern Nevada. Jobs in Nevada grew at the highest rate in the country. We now lead the nation in job growth for 10 straight months now. The state still has the highest share of leisure and hospitality jobs, though that number is dropping due to diversification. Despite the rosy picture, there are concerns over Nevada's rising cost of living and how that will affect the economy going forward. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in choppy trading as the tech rally loses some steam ahead of earnings from artificial intelligence hardware supplier Marvell Technology. That happens after the closing bell today. Marvell's financial results will likely give investors more insight into AI demand. Oil prices continue to decline with West Texas Intermediate crude below $90 a barrel. Memory chip makers, which have been the darling of Wall Street of late, are pulling back except for shares of Micron Technology. Its stock is up over 1%. Micron surging past the $1 trillion market cap milestone in record time on Tuesday. Shares of Boeing are taking off and are up over 1% after the aerospace giant received FAA approval to increase 737 MAX production. The production increase signals improving quality control, which is critical for Boeing to boost earnings and free cash flow. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:39. Glad to have you with us here on this Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. We're in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Very glad to have you with us. And very glad, as always, to have a moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPA, 775-786-4900. He joins us, as he always does around this time. Mike, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Glad to have you with us. So one of the things that you have been talking about is taking care of your kids and their futures and their educations. And you've been very high on something called a Trump account. Take us through it, please.
So, well, let's call it a 530A account so we don't offend the half the people that could open up a Trump account.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, okay. So how they work. So if you have a child, 18 or under, you can open up a Trump account by filing form 4597, mm-hmm. right? Trump's President 45 and 47. File form 4547.
Wow.
Is effective July 4th of this year, you can start to fund the thing. So now, even better, Greg, if you had a child born in 2025 or 2026, you can open up that account. Federal government's going to give you $1,000. Give your child $1,000.
Not bad.
To fund that account. Now, this is how this thing works. You put money in. If you put money in for your kid's account, up to $5,000 a year. Now, the key, until they're 18, they can't touch it. Okay? And mm-hmm. I think that's just teaching people how to save. Employers, this is good. Employers can put $2,500 They can deduct that on their business tax return, not income to the recipient.
Hmm.
So they're like, okay, so instead of giving mom a bonus, you give the kid $2,500 to their account.
Interesting.
Okay, now, contribution is not deductible unless it's made out of a business. The earnings grow deferred, just like an IRA. Okay, and they have to be invested in general, you know, ETF type stuff, low fees, you know, those types of things. You know, yeah, exchange traded funds. But at 18, the child gains control. So, and then that's where the, you know, and we don't have to worry about that so much because these things are brand new. But
right.
When you get there, we're talking about doing an IRA conversion, turning it into a Roth, and that'll turn into millions. But basically, instead of, I think the future is going to be, Greg, instead of saying, you know, buy my kid a useless toy they're never going to use, hey, here's the link to his Trump account. Kind of like Venmo, right? It's my birthday. Buy me a drink. Venmo me some money. Well, this is going to be Trump me some money. Just send it over into my Trump account.
Trump me some money. I like that. It could catch on. I want to put something in front of you because this is something that a lot of people have been talking about, and you and I have had this discussion before, AI's impact on jobs. Listen to this.
Sam Altman said not too long ago that artificial intelligence would replace up to 40% of all work tasks in the not too distant future. Well, now the CEO of OpenAI says he spoke too soon. Altman tells Reuters that his fears were overblown. He says while some jobs will be eliminated, many of them ultimately require a human component, which cannot be replaced. In fact, Altman says he's gone back to writing emails himself rather than outsourcing them to AI. I'm Daria Albinger.
Okay, thoughts on that. Sam Altman, obviously a tech giant. I mean, we've talked about the coming wave of job consolidation via AI. What do you think?
Well, I still think that's going to give us a huge shot in the arm to the GDP and to the economy, because even though people are, you know, it's not popular to lay people off. What, Intuit just laid off 17% of the workforce. Not popular, but it hurts their stock price, all those things. A lot of disgruntled people. But if you can, you know, reshuffle what they're doing and have them provide other higher value services, then that's where the growth is going to come from, because they're going to, all the menial tasks AI will do, yeah, we're not going to displace you, but we're going to have you do things that are going to create a lot more value to the organization, and the company's going to grow because of it.
That should be interesting to watch and see, certainly. Mike Bosbach, Keystone CPAs. I'm on it with Mike. Mike, as always, thank you so much for joining us. 775-786-4900. We will talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
All right, very good. I look forward to it as well. It is 1242 right here on KKFT, the news at noon. Traffic. All right, and we continue right along here on the KKFT News at Noon. Really glad to have you with us as we move right along here. Well, a judge is halting construction on a Minnesota data center. A temporary restraining order has halted work on a data center for Google in Pine Island, Minnesota. That's about 18 miles north of Rochester. The order comes as environmental advocates argue the project did not receive a thorough enough environmental review. A judge says the pause is needed to maintain current conditions while the lawsuit moves forward. Google hopes to build an 88-acre site with a 250,000 data center in Pine Island. Time right now for Today in Tech.
Maybe AI won't come after your job. Daria Albinger with more on what one expert is now saying.
Sam Altman said not too long ago that artificial intelligence would replace up to 40% of all work tasks in the not too distant future. Well, now the CEO of OpenAI says he spoke too soon. Altman tells Reuters that his fears were overblown. He says while some jobs will be eliminated, many of them ultimately require a human component, which cannot be replaced. In fact, Altman says he's gone back to writing emails himself rather than outsourcing them to AI.
American Airlines will now be using Starlink for its in-flight Wi-Fi. The carrier announced Tuesday that it plans to install the SpaceX internet provider on over 500 of its Airbus planes starting early next year. American began offering complimentary Wi-Fi for its frequent flyers back in January. And Drew Houston is stepping down as CEO of Dropbox. 20 years after starting the cloud storage company, the 43-year-old says he'll now be an executive chairman. Tech Report, I'm Matt Mattinson.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:45. Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
The lineup for the America 250 celebration is being revealed. Country music artist Martina McBride, Florida, Vanilla Ice, Brett Michaels, among those to perform at the Great American State Fair, a 16-day event that kicks off June 25th at the National Mall in Washington. South Korean supergroup BTS. With Oreo, the new limited edition BTS Oreos will be brown sugar pancake flavored, a nod to a classic Korean street food. The cookies go on sale starting June 8th. Drake is making Billboard history with his latest albums. Earlier this month, the rapper surprised fans with three new LPs on the same day. With that, he's become the first artist to hold the top three spots at the same time on the Billboard 200. He also broke a tie with Michael Jackson for the most number one singles for solo male artists on the Billboard Hot 100, thanks to his single, Janis STFU. Olivia Rodrigo is sharing the track list for her upcoming album, You Seem Pretty Sad, for A Girl So In Love. She revealed the names of all 13 songs on the album in a post on Instagram. They include titles like Stupid Song, Honey Boo, Maggots for Brains, and My Way. The upcoming album will also include the previously released single The Cure and Begged. You Seem Pretty Sad for A Girl So In Love drops June 12th. That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
FMNews.com, 12:46, time right now to hit the roads and check that lunchtime traffic update. And Phil is in the traffic center. Phil, what do you have for us?
Traffic. We have heavy traffic on McCarran northbound in Reno. It's in between 4th Street going up to Interstate 80. Not quite sure why. There is no collision there. Just be prepared for a long slog up that hill. Otherwise, we are accident and incident free. It is 48 degrees in Sparks, 49 in Minden, 50 in Yerington, 40 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's your weather forecast.
Cool, damp weather. We'll have the sun peek through from time to time, but we'll also have showers from time to time through tomorrow afternoon. Then we start to improve into the weekend, low 60s Friday, mid-70s for Saturday and Sunday. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen, Echo, and more. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 1 after the noon news, it's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
So, Danny Tarkanian is running again. Danny's lost 7 times. He posted on social media, "I hate Trump." And he's been censured by the Republican Party for supporting Democrats. He's an embarrassment. Luckily, Republicans have a better choice for Attorney General. Adriana Guzman-Frelick is endorsed by Governor Joe Lombardo. Adriana Guzman-Frelick is the conservative choice for Attorney General. Paid for by Save Nevada Now PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Nevada relies too heavily on California fuel. I'm George Forbush, and I'm running for Congress District 2. It's time Nevada takes control of our energy future. We already have a pipeline bringing fuel from Utah to southern Nevada. Let's expand it north and secure reliable, affordable fuel for our state.
The plan exists. The research is done. What's missing? Leadership.
I'll fight to get it built so Nevada families aren't at the mercy of California.
George Forbush for Congress. Energy independence. Lower costs. Nevada first. Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268. To start your backyard transformation today, Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
It is 12:51. Glad to have you with us here on the KKFT News and Noon. Greg Neft with you from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Want to head right over to the news line and say hello to a very good friend of the show, Fox News' Mr. Brian Kilmeade. Brian, how are you, sir? Good to have you with us again. A little rainy and cold, believe it or not. We're actually getting snow up in the mountains, if you can believe that.
I cannot believe that. God. I'm a little surprised.
Yep. It's snowing actually up at one of our mountain passes here. So, yeah, summer, where's that? It seems to be reverting back to winter or fall. Brian, you are going to be in our fair city come Saturday, and we're all looking forward to that. The History, Liberty, and Laughs Tour coming to the Bartley Ranch Hawkins Amphitheater, and I know I'm very excited to see you there. You know, folks can watch you if they've got cable on Fox News or on the Internet, of course, but what is your show all about? Tell us about it. What are people going to see?
Well, I mean, I was able to put seven history books together, and they became bestsellers. And I realized people were booking me and saying, hey, I want to talk about George Washington's Secret Six or Thomas Jefferson's Tripoli Pirates or Teddy and Booker T. And with the year 250 coming up, and I thought, well, what if I, instead of waiting for people to book me and see if I'm allowed to do an event at such and such place, what if I put together my own show? And in a fun, entertaining way, be able to walk through different periods of America's past. And I think by the end, you'll see what a great country we are, because while we're going through this, all these people are wrestling with, you know, we have a governor in New York saying we were never that great, and people in our country tearing it down that are running elected office. I said, well, why don't we just go back in time, see how this country was created? And then I thought, rather than just talking about it, what if I brought some of it to life? So I brought two of my longtime friends who are both stand-up comedians and were able to bring different skits and bring this period to life, and Fox Nation picked it up, and Fox Nation streams it live. And I thought, would it be great to go out to the West Coast one time and come out to Reno? And I've never been there, and I thought it'd be great to bring that show to you guys and still talk about what's going on in the world, but at the same time have a fun, entertaining, engaging evening celebrating America's past. So that's why people seem to really like it, and I just love being on stage, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity, and I just can't wait for Saturday night.
And we can't wait again either. Again, Brian Kilmeade over at the Bartley Ranch Hawkins Amphitheater. This is going to be happening Saturday night. And Brian, really quickly, suitable for children, can you bring the kids?
Absolutely. Now, there's not one thing that's not G-rated if they still rate movies like that. I think I find a lot of, I also did two sports books. And I just talked about what I was a Division II soccer player. And everyone's like, well, if you didn't go pro, why are you wasting your time? You're playing a sport where only your parents show up. Why'd you do it? And in retrospect, I think it was the most character-building thing I did. Even though I didn't become a great player, I tried to, and a lot of those elements came out. So I put together a book. I put together a book called The Games Do Count, and it's how you play the game, talking about what 72 different 72 people and 191, what they did in sports that helped shape their life. And if you won pro, it didn't count. But if you didn't, then you could be eligible for the book. And I put together, took my interviews, made them into essays. So I start out with that, and I segue into it. And I find that a lot of parents came up to me after, and they said, hey, you know what? I wish I brought my kids, because, you know, they're 13 years old and they're on the bench. You know, they're 15 years old and they did, you know, they're 17 and they didn't make varsity. They got cut. And in that type of attitude, that's what I try to open up with and do little biographical things that I think people can relate to. And then, of course, important with everything going on in the news, people, when I open up the questions, people want to talk about that.
You know, I got to ask you, I mean, obviously, I've seen you on TV, so most of America has anyway. You know, describe what it's like being on the stage versus looking into a camera. I mean, what's the dynamic? I mean, is it different? Is it, are you, you know, at the same? I mean, talk about what, is there a rush that you feel when you step onto that stage?
Wow, what a great question. I mean, I got the radio and TV, and basically in both, it's unscripted, just kind of the format on Fox and Friends and the format on radio, like what you're doing now. You know roughly where you're going. You don't know exactly where you're going. You know, there'll be calls, you can do interviews. And with stage, it's the same thing. It's you go, I know where I'm going, and I've done this about, I think, 55 times, but every show is totally different because you play off the audience, you listen to, you can see what they're engaged in and what they're not engaged in. And I love when things don't go right, you know, when you got a lot of elements to it. If things don't go wrong, I kind of love it, because doing stand-up for 10 years, a lot of times you write material, especially it doesn't go that well, or you're in front of an audience, it's mostly comedians. And even if it is funny, they're not laughing. So how are you going to handle that? So that's the challenge I've gotten to really love on stage. In fact, there's nothing like it. Until I went back and started doing these shows, I didn't realize how much I missed it.
Absolutely. Well, again, we look forward to seeing you on stage Saturday night. Brian Kilmeade, the History, Liberty, and Laughs Tour, Bartley Ranch, Hawkins Amphitheater. Very excited to have you in town. You're going to love Reno, I promise. It's going to be great. You'll want to come back again and again. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, and if anyone wants tickets, just go to briankilmeade.com, and then I can't wait to see everybody in person. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll see you Saturday night. FM News Doc Time, it's 12:56.
My name is Kimberly Mull. I was choked and raped in my Reno home, and DA Chris Hicks did nothing. I did everything right. I fought back, pulled a gun, took the rape kit exam, and was ready to testify. Yet Hicks refused to prosecute. Hell, he never even tested my rape kit. 9 years with no justice. Wes Duncan is the change we need. As Assistant Attorney General, he helped clear the state's rape kit backlog, including mine. It's time for a DA who puts victims first. Vote Wes Duncan.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT, this is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
It is 12:58 right here at FM News Talk KKFT. Glad to have you with us. I'm Greg Neft, and we continue right along here. Tiger Woods is expected to miss all four major PGA championships for a second straight year. Sports Illustrated says Woods did not enter the 2026 Open Championship before last week's deadline. The 15-time major winner is also not exempt for next month's U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills in New York. Woods has not competed since missing the cut of the 2024 Open Championship. The 50-year-old, makes you feel old, has played in just 8 majors since a 2021 single vehicle crash in California. With 4 missed cuts and 2 withdrawals, Woods saw his comeback halted following a March car crash and DUI arrest in Florida, which you might remember. Well, that is going to wrap it up for today's show. We sure do appreciate you joining us. We'd love to have you aboard. You know that. Again, Brian Kilmeade in Reno coming up Saturday. BrianKilmeade.com. You can get some tickets there. We hope that you do. Great show. For Jerry, of course, who was off today, Phil on traffic, Craig running the board and doing sports, and of course, John Potter. My name is Greg Neff. We'll be off for the next few days, but we will be back with you before you know it on Monday with all the news in Northern Nevada. My name is Greg Neff, and this is the KKFT News at Noon. Make it, everybody, stay dry.
Gonna break all your mirrors. Gonna be there when the darkness closes in to make the truth a little clearer.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.